Okay, let's get cracking. Today we are finishing off the fourth parak of Maseches Maaser Sheni. Today we're going to be learning parak Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph and parak Dalet Mishnah Yud Beis. We learned previously that if you find a sack of coins, let's say in the street, you can assume that they're regular coins. You don't have to assume that Maaser Sheni Kedusha was redeemed onto them. However, we said if there's a pouch of coins where there's a sign specifically that says Maaser Sheni or Maaser, then we can assume that those coins then would belong to Maaser Sheni, and therefore they could only be used for food in Yerushalayim. Parak Dalet Mishnah Yud Aleph is going to teach us now that this is also true when a single letter rather than a whole word is written on the pouch or on the container. Says the Mishnah, Hamotze Kli V'Kasov Alav Kuf. If someone finds a container with the letter Kuf on it, then Karban, then you can assume that the Kuf stands for Karban, and then, like we learned in the previous mission, you could assume that whatever, either what's in it or the container itself, is going to belong to Hekdesh, is going to belong to the Beis HaMikdash. Says the mission, if there's a Mem, Meiser. If there's a letter Mem written on the pouch or container, then you can assume that it stands for Meiser, and everything inside are Meiser Sheni. Dalet, Demai, if the letter Dalet is written on the container, then we can assume that it stands for Demai, and then everything inside the container has the status of Demai. Tes, Tevel. If the letter Tes is written on the container or the pouch, then we can assume that anything inside of it is Tevel, and therefore you have to separate Trumos and Maestros from that which is inside. Tuf, Truma. If the letter Tuf is written on it, then you can assume that it stands for Truma, and therefore everything inside of it has to be treated as Truma. Why do we assume, as the Mishnah, that these letters are short for those words? Says the Mishnah, Shebishas Sakana Hayukosvin Tuf Tachas Truma. Because in times of danger, when the non-Jews who were ruling in Eretz Yisrael, when they decreed that the Jews should not perform any mitzvos, the people of the Jews would write the letter Tuf instead of Truma in their Truma containers to hide their mitzvah observance, to hide what they were doing from the authorities, from those that were looking to persecute and harm the Jewish people. Says the Mishnah, the Tanakhama says that all of these letters work, and even if it's just one letter, you can still assume that it's Korban for Hekdesh, that it's Meiser, Demai, Tevel, Truma, and so on. However, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Says the Mishnah, Rabbi Yossi says, no, Kulam Shemos B'nei Adam Heim. Really, all of these letters are possibly abbreviations of people's names, as the Bartinor points out. Perhaps Kuf stands for Kahas, or Mem stands for Moshe, or Dalet stands for Daniel, or Tes stands for Tovio, or Tuf stands for Tanchum. Therefore, we can assume that the letters are really meant to mark the name of the container's owner, the person who owns the produce, the person who owns the container or the pouch, and therefore, says Rabbi Yossi, you cannot use these individual letters as proof that the contents inside of them are, again, either Truma, or Meiser, or Demai, or Tevel, and so on and so forth. Amar Rabbi Yossi continues and says, Afilu matza chavis v'malea peiros, even if you find a barrel that's full of fruits, because of aleha truma, and even there it says truma explicitly written on it, hare elu chulin, those produce inside of that pouch, inside of that container, are considered to be chulin, are considered to be regular, are not considered to be truma, shani omer, because I am of the opinion, I assume, eshtakad haisa meleya peiros truma ufina, that really last year it was full of truma produce, that's why he wrote truma on top of it. However, ultimately he emptied it, he got rid of the truma, and he's since refilled it with non-truma produce. So the Bartinor says, we don't paskin like this opinion, but according to Rabbi Yossi, not only do the letters themselves not matter, but even if it says truma, that's irrelevant. But again, we paskin like the Tanakhama. So number one, if we paskin and hold that if it says truma or meister, we certainly assume that it is truma or meister, then it hasn't since been emptied out. And we also assume that if it says mem for meister, kuf for karbon, dalet for demai, tes for tevel, tof for truma, then we can assume that those letters stand for that which is inside of the barrel, inside of the containers, and not for the person's name. Now, as we finish off Perek Dalet, we're going to continue discussing other cases of coins that seem to possibly be identified as Maaser Sheni. Says the Mishnah, Ha'omer livno Maaser Sheni bizavis zu. If someone says to his son, I left a bag of Maaser Sheni coins in one particular corner of the house. Umatza bizavis acheres. But what happens? The son comes along and he finds the bag in another corner of the house. So is it chulin or not? Or is it the Maaser Sheni? He says the Mishnah, Hare Elu Chulin, these coins that he found have the status of Chulin, they're Chul, they're not considered to be Maaser Sheni, because we can assume that they're not the Maaser Sheni coins that the father referred. He said one corner, you found them in another, so you could assume the coins that you found do not have the status of Maaser Sheni. Hoya Sham Mona Umotza Mosayim. If a father tells his son that there's a mana, which is 100 zuz of Maaser Sheni coins that are in a certain place in the house, and the son goes, and what does he do? He finds Masayim, he finds 200 zuz there. So he finds a double the amount that his father said. Says the Mishnah Hashar Chulin, that the first 100 zuz are going to have the status of Maaser Sheni, but the remaining 100 zuz are going to have the status of Chulin, because again, the father only said there were 100 zuz, not 200 zuz of Maaser Sheni. Finishing off the Mishnah, Masayim Umatza Mana. But if the father told his son that there are 200 zuz of Maaser Sheni coins there, and they are Maaser Sheni, and again, the son goes and finds there only one mana, which again is 100 zuz, Hakol Maaser, then all of the coins that the son finds is going to have the status of Maaser Sheni, because we can assume that they are all the coins in which the father referred. Therefore, even though he said 200 and there are only 100, you can still assume that the 100 zuz that are there have the status of Maaser Sheni. Quick review, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Yud Aleph taught us that if you find a kli with various letters on it, then those letters are going to define what we assume is in those containers. If you have a kuf, you could assume that it's carbon for hekdesh. If it's a mem, then you could assume that it's a mice. If there's a dalid, you could assume that it's demai. If there's a tes, you could assume that it's tevel. If there's a tuf, you could assume that it's truma, which again goes to the kohen. And the reason why the people did this was because they wanted to hide from the authorities that were harming us, that were ruling over us, and persecuting us in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Yossi disagreed and said, no, that we don't assume that these letters matter because they could be names of people. But again, we don't paskin like the opinion of Rabbi Yossi, because Rabbi Yossi even holds that when it comes to even say, if it writes explicitly and clearly truma or miser and so on, even then we assume that, according to Rabbi Yossi, that it's not miser or truma because it used to have miser or truma, but it had since been emptied out and now it's a regular stuff. But again, we don't paskin like that, and we assume that if it says miser or truma, then it's miser or truma, and kal v'chomer all the more so if it just says mem or a tuf, then you can assume that it's miser, that it's truma, and so on. And then Perek Dalet Mishnah Yud Beis taught us that if a person says to his son, there's Maaser Sheni in a particular corner of the house, but the son finds it in a different corner, then you can assume that those are not the same Maaser Sheni coins that his father was referring to, and therefore he can use them for whatever he wants, not only food in Yerushalayim. If, however, the Mishnah said, the father told the son that there's 100 zuz of Maaser Sheni coins in one place, and the son finds 200, then you can assume the first 100 are Maaser Sheni, the second 100 are chulin, are regular coins that can be used for whatever he wants. And the Mishnah concluded by saying the opposite case. If the father told his son that there are 200 zuz of Maaser Sheni, but the son only finds 100, then we can assume that all of the coins that the son found have the status of Maaser. Have a great day.